on to the book review. Irma Venter is a South African thriller writer and a darn good one. She writes in Afrikaans, and then her books are really extremely ably translated by Karen Shimka. There is none of that kind of awkwardness that sometimes creeps in when something is translated from one language to another. And the books feature the same two characters. I'm not entirely sure how many there have been. The latest is called Man Down, and it features Rana Abramson and Alex Dirksen. And Rana is a photographer. She's had a strange past, which unfolds in the books previous to this one. And Alex Dirksen is a South African journalist. They met in Mombasa a couple of books ago, and they fell in love, and he began to understand her mysterious past and why she was so unwilling to enter into a relationship which seemed justified by the strength of the feelings they had for each other. I think this is one of those series where it's probably better to try and find the first few and start from there, but it's well worth doing. In this one, Rana has disappeared. She's left South Africa for reasons which the end of the previous book tell you. And she's fled the police, who want her for something that happened at the end of the previous book. And she is tracked down in Mumbai by another regular character in the series, who's a friend of Alex Dirksen's, and she is somebody who is an absolute genius on the internet, and with only a nodding acquaintance with the law. She's prepared to break the law in order to achieve what are generally regarded as good things. And Alex Dirksen disappears. He's been kidnapped, we think, and when Rana is tracked down in Mumbai, she's tracked down with the only you will be able to help me find him. So she goes back to South Africa. She goes back to South Africa where she is at risk of arrest, and she tries to find Alex, and you begin to understand why Alex was taken and what the taker's motives were. She writes really well. We have Dion Meyer, one of the best in the world. We have Mike Nichol. We have Margie Orford. We have a whole range of really, really good thriller writers about whom we do not have to say, well, not bad for a South African. They're not bad for a thriller writer anywhere in the world. And that's the way I feel about Irma Venter's books. And whenever a new one comes along, I am delighted. The latest is called Man Down. Douglas Kennedy is an American novelist, and he writes books. I don't know what the genre is called, if it is an official genre, but essentially most of his books center around somebody who's kind of ordinary, you know. They're just a citizen, Joe Soap. And then something happens to Joe Soap or Joan Soap, and they have to all of a sudden deal with stuff that their previous life hasn't equipped them to deal with. And in this case, the ordinary guy is Brendan. And Brendan is somebody who's, for all of his life, lived a life of restraint, a life of listening to his dad, listening to his wife, listening to his boss. But when the book starts, we find him having been fired from his job as a salesman. And he's got debts, and he has bills that he has to pay. He's estranged from his wife, and he's working as an Uber driver. And one of the rides that he gives right at the beginning of the book is somebody who is going along to an abortion clinic in Los Angeles. It's legal, but it is hated by those people who are prepared to use violence to make their point that pro-life is better than pro-choice. And he drops her outside one of these at the same time as it is being attacked, and it becomes known that he was kind of on the scene. And it turns out that his wife and her current best friend are quite militant pro-choice activists. So he has to now deal with this. At the same time, this retired professor who he dropped there, called Elise, keeps asking him to drive her to places. And almost unwillingly, he finds himself at the center of a series of violence incidents aimed at clinics that terminate pregnancies. And it's I mean, it's a polemical novel, and the author, Douglas Kennedy, is very, very obviously somebody who is on the pro-choice side rather than on the pro-life side of this debate, but he writes well. And he manages to feed, because the main characters are saying things which you kind of understand that the author also believes, but he manages to do that without being preachy, without lecturing to you. So he creates characters which are credible enough for you to believe that they are actually having these thoughts. It's not the author putting these thoughts into their heads and then onto the page. They are having them. And yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that anybody who is seriously pro-life is going to enjoy this book, but there we go. You might want to read it to just to see. Douglas Kennedy is the author, and the book is called Afraid of the Life. Afraid of the Light. Afraid of the Light. And then a small book, small in terms of its, you know, it's not kind of normal size book, and it's thinner. It's only 146 pages, and the text is a little bit larger than most. And on the cover, it said, Benjamin Ferenc, Parting Words, Nine Lessons for a Remarkable Life. Who's Benjamin Ferenc, and why should I care about his lessons for a remarkable life? And I found out a little bit about him. He's an extraordinary American. He landed on the, he's over 100, and he's still alive. He landed on the beaches of Normandy. He broke through the Maginot and Siegfried lines. He took part in the Battle of the Bulge. He served in the headquarters of Patton's Third Army. He received 5 battle stars from the Pentagon. He was on the scene during the liberation of Buchenwald and Mauthausen. He was the chief prosecutor of the SS death squads at Nuremberg. He pulled dead bodies out of the mud with his hands. He jumped out of a plane that was about to crash. He made millions of pounds as a lawyer. He is a philanthropist and human rights campaigner. He summed up the prosecution argument in the first case before the International Criminal Court. He married his teenage sweetheart and stayed married to her for 74 years before she died in 2019. And he is a man of extraordinary goodness. And the way this book was structured was that a British journalist called Nadi Khamani read something about him and thought, that sounds like an interesting man. And she contacted him out of the blue, and they began to have telephone conversations. And she said to him, these conversations are so fantastic. Your view on life and the world and how one makes progress and how one deals with setbacks and how one maintains a core, a solid moral, ethical core are so fascinating. Can't I record these conversations and put them into a book? And he was dubious at first, and then he gave permission. And this slim book is then those 9 lessons. You don't have to follow the crowd. Learn where you are. Lift yourself by your own bootstraps. The path is always bumpy, never straight. Choose to be good. Always speak your truth, even if no one is listening. There are more important things than saving the world. Love is more important than saving the world. Push the rock a little further up the hill, and on the future, weather eye on the horizon, hands on the wheel. And they, you know, kind of fairly banal titles. But in them, in these few pages devoted to his thoughts, there is so much compassion, there is so much humanity, there is so much grace. It truly is an extraordinary book about an extraordinary man with wonderful ideas. My only hesitation in recommending it is that even though it's a small book with only 146 pages, it's a hardback, and essentially you're paying a little more than R2 per page. So that's quite a lot of money for a smallish book. So it's the kind of thing that buy it in your book club, because then you're sharing the cost amongst a few of you. It's called Parting Words, Benjamin Ferenc. That's Ferencz.